The old one. Okay. Good morning, everyone. So I thought that today, as we begin Sefer Vayikra tomorrow, we would change topics and talk a little bit about the purpose of korbanos, why we bring korbanos. This is something that obviously I think many people find very perplexing. I think some people, when we start Vayikra, they're like, oh man, you know, now we have to like trudge through Shnai Mikra for the next couple months. But I think, first of all, if you have a chance to start learning Sefer Vayikra properly and really, really learn all about korbanos, that perspective will change. I know that I used to feel that way until I started learning a little bit about korbanos and learning Seder Kachim and the like. And once you start doing that, it actually becomes very, very exciting. But nevertheless, we can't learn Kachim today. You know, we can't learn Maseches Vachim. But what we can do is try to look at some of the Rishonim and see what they say about the purpose and the goal of korbanos, why this is. And I think also that this will hopefully give us a little bit of perspective in terms of what we're missing. Every day we daven, v'hashev es avoda l'dvir beisecha. Well, what exactly are we asking for? What are we longing for? What are we missing? So we'll start with the Ramban. The Ramban is the first source on your newly revised Makoros, and it's from Vayikra Perk Aleph Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Tes states that the Karbanos are, it's talking about a Karban Ola, it's a Reach Nichoach Lashem, and the Ramban's trying to figure out what exactly does that mean. V'yoser roi l'shmoa hatam sh'omim b'em. It's more worthy to consider the following explanation. Now, this is in contrast to the Rambam's view. He's just rejected the Rambam's view. And Bezras Hashem, we're going to go back and learn the Rambam's view after the Ramban. But first, we'll see the Ramban's own perspective. So what's more correct is what the following. Ki bavur shemaseh b'nei adam nigmarim b'machshava u'v'dibur v'maisa. Tziv Hashem ki kasher yechda yavi karban yismoch yadav alav k'neged ha'maisa. V'yisvada b'fiv k'neged hadibor, v'yisrof ba'ei shaker v'aklayos shem klam achshava v'ataiva, v'akrayim k'neged yada v'raglav shal adam, ha'osim kol melachto, v'yisrok hadam ala mizbeach k'neged damo b'nafsho, k'dei sh'yachshov adam b'asoso kol eile, ki chata lelokav begufo uvenafsho. Ve'roi sheyishpach damo beyisraf gufo lule chesed avore shelakach mimenu tmura v'chiper karban hazeh sheyehe damo, nefesh tachas nefesh. Ve'roche varav, evari hakarban k'neged evarav. So let's try to explain a little bit. I sometimes have the following experience. I think many people do that. Perhaps, especially around the time of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we do tshuva. We feel very badly about the things we've done, and we genuinely have charata. We genuinely accept upon ourselves not to do it again. And then, very frequently, you know, a couple weeks later, a couple months later, we find ourselves doing the very same things that we said that we would never do again. And the question is, you know, why exactly do we do that? And how do we stop? So the Ramban here, I think, is really saying that korbanos address that point. One problem is that when we sin, we don't just sin in our machshava, but yet when we do tshuva, it's all in machshava. In my mind, in my heart maybe, I feel bad for what I did. In my mind, I accept upon myself not to do it again. Maybe in the process of tshuva, We try to concretize it a little more by verbalizing it. Ashamnu, bagadnu. That's why we're supposed to even be misvada befiv, the Rambam emphasizes, because we want to concretize it a little more. But still, the tshuva process is all very abstract. The chait is very concrete. The tshuva doesn't relate to our entire being. It relates to our machshava. But our averos were in the machshava dibur maisa. The tshuva relates to a small part of us, the part of us that wants to do right. But that's not the part of us that was chote in the first place. So karbonos, and the Rambam here is emphasizing a karban that's bala chait, like many karbonos are, achatas and asham, even a karban ola, is mechaper on mitzvos asay. So the Ramban here is saying that when it comes to karbanos ala chait, so the person who brings it, first of all, he involves his entire self. The act of bringing the karban is keneged machshava dibor and maisa. He goes and he brings the karban and he's so mech ala karban. He leans on it. He puts his weight on it. He involves his hands. He involves his body. And then he's misvada befiv on the karban. So he's involved his dibor. And what's burnt on the mizbeach, the karav and the klayos, the aspects of our body that involved machshava and taiva, the legs, the feet, are burnt on a mizbeach and an ola. The zrikas hadam, what's the zrikas hadam about? A person sees that blood being sprinkled on the mizbeach and he thinks, wow, that should have been me. I was moreid by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me life and I used the life that he gave me to rebel against him. I don't have a zchus kiyum. My blood should have been spilled. And it's a very experiential event, right? He sees that blood. It's not like, you know, just thinking, tshuva. It's like, it's really easy to go ahead and like, you do something wrong and you just sit and think, oh, chatasi, avisi, pashati, liolam, lo'esa, davar zev, areani, mischarto, myself. Imagine seeing that blood. It's very visceral. It's a powerful experience. You see that blood and you think, wow, that should have been me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this opportunity to do tshuva. So that whole experience of bringing the karban is going to be transformative in a way that doing tshuva without the karban will not be. Now, of course, if you bring the karban without tshuva, it's worthless and it's not miskaper. But when you do the tshuva and then you bring the karban, it's going to be something that concretizes that tshuva. And it's going to be a transformative experience. And after you've spent all that money to bring the karban and you participate in the bringing the karban and you use your arms and you use your mouth and you see the blood and you see the guts, so that will leave you a different person. And that's why karbanos work. That's the idea of karbanos. And the Ramban continues, "Vamanos lachios ben mori Torah, she's palalav." You also give the chalakim to the kohen, so they will daven for you. So what about something like a karban tamid? That, of course, is not an individual karban. Bavur shelo yinatzlu harabim mechato tamid. Because the rabbim are always sinning and not always aware of it. So the Ramban says about this explanation, this is an explanation that we could relate to, we could understand. I think all of us can appreciate this answer. There's a deeper explanation, and we're not going to learn that today. But Ramban is saying this isn't the whole picture. This isn't the whole thing. And the truth is there are a lot of things that aren't explained by this mahalich. Doesn't explain, for example, karban shlamim, which is not baal hachait. It doesn't explain the myriad of details. Why is it that a chatas has matan daled, and an ola has shtaim shem arba, or is it a chatas lemala and the ola lemata michud hasikra? Why is it that a chatas has matan etzba, and when it comes to an ola you sprinkle? There's a lot of questions. These aren't explained. Ramban tells us elsewhere that if you want to understand the details of mitzvos, and especially a mitzvah like this, you need Kabbalah. That's one mahalich that the Ramban says. The Ramban in the next source points out, we're not going to read it inside, but it's from Drashas Tarsa Shem Tamim, where he talks about it a little more. And he says, you know, if you want to just see how incredible karbanos are, look at what they accomplish. And you'll see that. But it's not just about Baal HaChet, because we know that the Karbanos and the Mitzvah and the Mishkan, the Mikdash, is about Hashras HaShechina. If you look, we'll just start from the middle of that. I'll just read it together. Vod HaTorah Me'ira Seinayim Shaldiya Lanu Inyan Nister Ve'enu Miskabel Be'iyun. In other words, the idea of karbanos is something hidden. We're not going to really understand it through logic. But who yotze l'toelas gedola? Who inyan karbanos? Kevan she'en v'karbanos hana'a v'toelas elyonis. Ma ha'isa kavanaba. In other words, obviously, karbanos are not because God needs our meat. Karbani lachmi li shai re'achni cholchi. Hashem doesn't need our bread. Hashem doesn't need a smell. That's not what it means. Rabboseinu nasnu Karban la Adam Harishon Mipasak Visaitiv Lashem Mishor Par. First of all, you have to understand that Karbanos were in the world well before idolatry is in the world. Don't think that Karbanos are just to contradict the idolatrous inclination of the Jewish people at the time. After all, we find Karbanos well before Avodah Zarah even existed. Adam brought Karbanos, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Hikrivu karbanos, the lozazu achachamim, haovdim hakel mehakriv karbanos, the loshar sashchina b'mishkan alide karbanos. Look at what karbanos do. Hashra sashchina. B'chol mish yesh einayim lo, v'yir b'kas of yoda, ki inin karbanos nifla me'od, ki chol refuah she'ena ta yoda mahusa, b'r'os hato'eles, haba mimena, tuchach kocha umalasa. Let's imagine a person is sick. You give them a certain medicine. They're very sick, and now they get better. You might not have any clue how and why the medicine works. There are many medicines nowadays, even with all the advancements in science, that are very powerful and effective, yet we have no idea why or how they work. And the same thing with karbanos. We might not really understand why they work, but we could look and see their tremendous koach. Look, Hashras Hashchina took place through Avodas HaKarbanos. Danas Hushiesh Lemitzvas HaTorah To'elios Merubos Gufanios Neros Viruchanios. There are things that we see. Aval Hamaylos Shehifrit BeKarbanos Shal Yedeim Shechina Shora LeOlam BeYisrael V'Sheh Makom HaNivchar BeOlam HaShafel UMakom HaKarbanos V'Hu Kisei Hashem BeAretz Elo Dvarim Tzrichim L'Tam Acher. In other words, the idea that we've said so far, the aspect of karbanos as a part of tshuva is a very important part, but it's clearly not the whole picture. Because we see when we look at the psukim in last week's parsha, actually, at the very end of last week's parsha, we find that the hashras hashchina comes out of karbanos. So clearly, we might not really understand fully why, but clearly there's much more to karbanos than just Baal HaChet. Because it's through the Avodas HaKarbanos that there's Hashras HaShechina. Another place where the Ramban discusses this is in the Taras HaAdam, the Shar HaGmul. Taras HaAdam is Rambam's work on Hilchos Avelos, but at the end of that work, there's a Shar HaGmul, a section that he talks about reward, punishment, Olam Haba, Olam Gehenim, things like that. And here, in the Shar HaGmul, he discusses the role of karbanos. He's talking here about Yisurim. There's a very interesting idea that Chazal say. Chazal referred to a concept of Yisurin Shel Ahava. Let's even take a step back. The Gemara in Bracha says, we referred to it last week, I think, that Yisurin Ban Liatcha Yifashvesh B'maisav. Let's imagine a person was Mefashvesh and they didn't figure out anything that they did wrong. It's hard to imagine that, but let's say. So then you should be Tola in Bittul Torah. And the Gemara says, and Tala v'lo matzah, b'yadua she yisurin shel ava hein. These are yisurin shel ava. So what does yisurin shel ava mean? So it's a very strange concept. Sounds like, this is the way the Rambam understood it, that Hashem sometimes gives yisurin to people whom he loves so as to give them greater reward in Olam Haba. And the Rambam says that's absurd. Like to punch you just so I could pay you? And therefore the Rambam rejects the concept of Yisurin Shel Ava. Rashi himself also, Rashi in Amud Aleph translates it that way. And Amud Beis, he says something else. It's not just that. But here the Rambam is going to try to explain a little bit what's the idea of Yisurin Shel Ava. Lamadnu mihem, meaning where it's bolded, Shisurin bayin tchila al maisav harayim shel adam. So the first thing you're supposed to do, like we said, is look and see if you have any averos. That's the first cause for Yisurin. So first you look for a lavin, which are naturally punished by things like Yisurin. When the Gemara says, okay, you don't have any lavin, so why are they coming? So you should be told in Bittul Torah. Ramban says here, Bittul Torah doesn't mean Dafka Bittul Torah, but it means Mitzvah Saseh, failing to live up to our potential. We might not have done anything wrong, but have we used the kolchos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us fully? Bittul Torah is the paradigm of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a seichel, and told us to use that to understand him. Bittul Torah is when we fail to take advantage of those opportunities. But really any mitzvah, I say. So if you don't have lavin, then look, did I not do mitzvah, I say? Have I not fulfilled my potential? And then, let's say you don't even have that. So then, and he explains that idea, by the way, what I said just now. Right? There's an atzilus. And if not, then it's Yisurin Shel Ava. The Lama Nikru Yisurin Shel Ava. Fellow, this is the next paragraph. Yisurin Shepirashnu Yisurin Shel On Shenhein Al Miut Averu Sha'asa. Kigon. Shehin bayin al shigigas maisa val helam davar. Ketzad, habe shachal b'chelam shogeg, nikrachote, shekim kar aso ha-Torah b'chol makom, umal chato, shelo nizar be'atzmo v'lo haya yare v'chared al divrei ha-makom baruchu. Shelo yochal, v'lo yase davar ad sheyivdok yafe yafe, v'yizgala lo davar shehu mutter v'roi lo lefig zeirosav shal kadosh baruch hu. It's a very scary thing, actually. Well, let's go back to karbanos that are bala chet, like we talked about at the beginning, karban chatas. So we all know, it's very interesting, that karbanos shebayin ala chet are almost never brought for karbanos, for an aver that's done b'mezid, maybe with an ola, with a bitul aseh, but more or less, karbanos al hachet are always brought for a shogeg. So the question is, well, why do I even need to do kapara? Need to get a kapara for shogeg? After all, it was b'shogeg. I wasn't malicious. I didn't intend to sin. So the Ramban here says the reason is because there's a degree of negligence. If a person really realized, appreciated how egregious chait is, both mitzad, the avera, the etzmo, and the merit in against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you would have been much more careful. You would have been bodek yafe yafe. You would have checked and double checked. Is this something that's mutter for me to eat or aser for me to eat? The fact that we mess up a shogeg is a reflection of negligence. Valadara chazu hutam hachet chet hashkaga b'chol Torah. V'od shekol davar aser melachlech hanefesh u'metameyosa d'chsev unit mesenbam. Moreover, why do you need to bring a karban? Because every time you do an avera, it's metamte mesalev, v'nit mesenbam. Averos that are, and especially averos for which we bring karbanos, like averos sheish banchi of kares. So it's not just that, you know, Hashem said not to do it and we did it anyway, but these things are incredibly harmful to us. There's a timtum halev. The pasuk says v'nitmesem bam. They corrupt us. They hurt us. Lefikach nikre hashogeg chote. Afal pichein. Ein hashogeg roi le'anish al shigagaso b'gehenem uver shachas. But nevertheless, it is not appropriate for a person who did in Avera B'Shogeg to go to Gehenim. Why? Because Lamaisa, it was by accident. Lamaisa was by accident. Elashutzarach miruk me'oso avon. So he needs to be cleaned from that sin. Uliskade shulihitaher mimenu. Kidei shaloye ro'i lamala hahu. So that it'll be worthy of that mila that was rowi for him in Olam Haba. Lefika chasa kadosh baruch hu al amo v'al chasidav v'nasan lama karbanos l'skaper b'am hashkago. So therefore kadosh baruch hu had tremendous mercy on us. And he gave us karbanos to get kapara from our averos b'shogeg. That's the idea of karbanos. What is a karban? Karban al chayt, especially a karban al ashkaga. It's an opportunity to cleanse ourselves from the ruinous effects of a chayt. Person is chote, and it's mitamte mesaneshama, vinitme semba, bam. So what do? But we deserve it, Onesh. And we need to get purified. We need to get cleansed. Now, you could get cleansed and purified in Olam Haba. You know, Gehenim, Ber Shachas isn't, Gehenim isn't just, you know, an Onesh as much as also, in a sense, an opportunity to purify the corrupting effects of sin. So you could go to Gehenim, you get punished by loss of Olam Haba, but that's also not really the appropriate approach, because Lamaisa, the guy was b'shogeg. Lamaisa, the guy was trying to do the right thing. He's a good person. He's an Oved Hashem. So what's going to be? On the one hand, he needs some type of cleansing. On the other hand, it's not really appropriate, and certainly nobody would want it to be done in Olam Haba. So the resolution is what? The resolution is karbanos. Karbanos are a gift that give a person a chance to be cleansed. Now, how exactly it works, we don't know. That's what the Ramban says, al pisod. But that is the goal of karbanos. And that's why karbanos are daf kabayin al averos b'shogeg. You know, why is there no karbanos on avera b'mezid? And also, why is it only karbanos, even al hashogeg, that are only for the most egregious chatayim, the ones that have kares? Because those are the chatayim that are most mitamtem. And therefore, someone who doesn't b'shogeg, Hashem gives them this tremendous gift, this tremendous opportunity to purify themselves and correct the effects of the chait. That's what the Ramban says. What about nowadays? That's great. So karbanos are awesome. Well, now what about for us nowadays? Says the Ramban, Ukshein beis hamikdash kayim mishalech aleim yisurin lamareik mehan osan shgagos. Yisurin nowadays are in place of karbanos. Uliskaper yisurin kedei lio so nekim l'olam haba. The idea of yisurin is so that we'll be pure, clean for olam haba. Kshem she karbanos ava v'chem lal Yisrael. Just like karbanos are ava and chem lal Yisrael, our great act of love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael, will karvan tachas kanfei shechina to bring everybody back to him. Shenamar alas tamid l'dor seichem, pesach al moed l'fnei Hashem, asher yivayid l'chem shama, v'noadati shama l'fnei Yisrael, v'nikdash b'chvodi, v'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, v'yisi l'hem l'elohim. And that tells us a little bit about why it is that karbanos bring about hashras hashchina, because they purify us. V'yedu, ki ani Hashem alokeichem, asher tesi yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, l'shachni b'socham, kein yisurin halalu, Ava the chemla ala adam. That's the idea of Yisurin. And even Yisurin shal Ava, to clarify, to cleanse a person for the things that he might have done wrong. In other words, Yisurin shal Ava is not that Hashem gives Yisurin to someone who didn't do anything wrong in order to be purified. No, chas v'shalom. There's no such thing as Yisurin shal Ava if he didn't do anything wrong. Rather, the pshat is that Yisurin are the opportunity to cleanse yourself and thereby get the chelek and olam haba that is really befitting of you. And as we're saying, avol mikol makom afil Yisurin elu, even what we call Yisurin shalava, lekapara ulemiruk chet hen bayin. Fine. So we've seen a little bit in the Ramban. There's much more. The Ramban says, to summarize, really, if you want to fully understand karbanos, you can only do that al pisod. But a couple of things that we can relate to. Number one is karbanos play a role in the process of tshuva by internalizing the gravity of the sin and involving our whole essence and our whole body in the act of kapara. Karbanos play a role in ashras hashchina. Karbanos, again, al hachet, serve to achieve cleansing and kapara without isurin, so that we could have the chelef and olam haba that's befitting of us. So those are some of the themes that the Ramban says that we can relate to a little bit, and as I said, much more that we can't relate to. And he talks about the sod in many places. He says different things also. So now I want to turn to the halach of the Ramban. The Mahalach of the Rambam. And the Rambam makes a shocking statement about karbanos. He claims that karbanos are not the ideal service of God. God nevertheless commanded that we bring them, since the Jewish people, upon leaving Egypt, were steeped in a world of idolatry. And to tell them to abandon the sacrificial rite entirely would not have been effective. So instead, he instructed them to bring sacrifices to God alone. And this would hopefully wean them from their idolatrous inclinations and bring them to serve God. That's more or less what he says. So what I want to do with you today now, in the remaining time that we have, is do really four things. Number one, and this is pretty easy, is to see whether Rambam's theory is his own or does it have roots in Chazal. Number two is I want to consider the challenges, the objections that Ramban has to the Rambam's theory. Number three, this is perhaps most important, is to consider whether the summary that we just gave of Rambam, and in fact, the Ramban's presentation of Rambam is really the whole picture. And we'll see when we study many of the statements of the Rambam, that the Rambam's view on karbanos is actually far more complex than the way I just presented it. And in fact, the Rambam's view is not just, karbanos are this b'diavidika thing to get rid of the cheshek for avodah zarah. And finally, number four is I'd like to study with you some resolutions to the Rambam's mahalich We'll see, I hope, the Akedas Yitzchak, the Abarbanel, the Ritva, and the Sefer Zikaron, and really what I think is perhaps the most interesting one, a piece from Reb Tzadok. Okay, so let's start, first of all, with the first question, which is, did the Rambam make this up, or are there any sources in Chazal for the Rambam's theory? So if you take a look at the next source, it's from Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Chaf Beis. And it's fascinating. The person who dug this up, as far as I know, was the Maram al-Shakar in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, which you also quoted below. And he notes that, you know, the Ramban is going to find Rambam's position very, very problematic. But we should know that it's actually in Chazal. Rav Pinchas ben Levi Amar, Mashal Levan Melech, Shegas Libo, Allah, V'hai Alamid Lech, Olbasan Avelos Utrefos. Amar Melech, Ze Yia Tamid Al Shulchani, U'me'atzmo Hu Nadur. Kach, L'fisha Yisrael, L'hutim, Achar Avodas Kochavim and Yisrael, V'yu Mevi'im Karbineihem L'si'irim, D'chsiv Lo Yizbuchu Od, Es Zivcheihem L'si'irim, V'ein Si'irim El Shedim, Shenamar Yizbuchu L'shedim, Vein Shadim Ella Elu Ella Sirim Shinema Sirim Yraktu Sham. Vayu Makrivan Karbineim Beisr Bama Upuranus Bausalayim. But Klal Yisrael, when they left Egypt, were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They were very far from the service of God. They were bringing karbanos to the devil, to demons, whatever it is. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yiyu makrivim lathanai b'chol eis karbinoseihem ba'olam moed. V'hein nifrashim me'avodas kochavim v'em nitzolim. Ado dechsiv ish ish me'beis rov v'komer. So let them bring karbanos to me, and that way they'll be saved. They won't be punished. They won't be idolatrous. They'll be saved from all sorts of terrible piranos. So this is, you know, the basic theory that everybody claims that the Rambam says, and again, many repudiate, is already in Chazal. We still have to try to understand it. And in a couple of minutes, I hope we're going to go back to understanding this Chazal more carefully, and we're going to take note of that Lashon that I highlighted over here of B'chol Eis. But now let's turn to the Ramban. So let's read the Ramban's thesis, the Ramban's challenge. I want to point out, first of all, that the Ramban doesn't fundamentally object to the notion that having the idea that at least aspects of a karban should be to contradict the idolatrous practices of the time. The Ramban, for example, later on in our parsha, in the Yikra Perak Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph says the following: V'tam Iser Haseor V'Hadvash Yitachen Shuki Devei Rav Miron Vuchem. Why did the Torah prohibit bringing any seor, any leaven, with the exception, of course, of the Shtei Alechem and the Karban Toda, and any dvash, with the exception of Bikurim, as karbanos, right? What's the reason for this Iser? So maybe it's like the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, Amar Shematzeh B'Sifreihem. Rambam writes he studied these idolatrous books. Shaminah Gaya B'Odeh L'Dazar L'Hakrev Kolman Chasam Chameitz U'Lariv HaDvash V'Chol Ben Karbanayhem. What did they used to do? They used to, all their menachos that the Odeh L'Dazar used to do would A, be chameitz, and B, have dvash in them. V'Lachein Asram L'Gavala. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can't bring your menachos this way. So it's very interesting. In other words, the Rambam, it's not like he thinks that the whole mahalich of the Rambam to consider that there are things in the details of the mitzvos, you know, relating to the idolatrous practices of the time is wrong. He's okay with that. So why does he object? His objection is that the Rambam thinks that the entire enterprise of Karbanos is to distance the Jewish people from idolatry. And that idea, that's not just one prat or two pratim, but that's the whole idea, that's what he finds abhorrent. So let's take a look at the Ramban and look at the questions he asks, and then see if we have a way to answer some of these questions. So Vihine Bekasav Hazeh, see where we are again. This is from the earlier part of the piece on Aleph Tes that we read earlier. Vihine Bekasav Hazeh, Tama Korbanos Shehem, Isha Reach Nichos Lashem, Vamar Arav Mar Nevuchim, Ki Tama Korbanos Bavur Shem Mitzvah Mechazdim, Asher Hayu Yisrael Garim, Betosham in Baratzam, Be'olam, Hayu Ogdim Bakal Vitzon. So the Rambam here is actually saying the following, and this is very important to note. The Rambam here, in the passage that the Rambam is quoting, is not actually telling you the reasons for korbanos in general, but he's telling you the reason why these specific species of behemos were selected for korbanos. Why is it that the only behemos that are valid for korban are a sheep, a goat, and a cow? So the Rambam explains that the reason for this selection of korbanos is because the Egyptians worshipped the sheep, as we know from the Pasuk. The other people in those days worshipped the goat, Seirim, Shadim, like we just saw. And the cow was also a sacred animal. Till today, the Ramban writes, the Indians see the cow as a sacred animal. Even today, I think, you know, in small towns at least, traffic will stop if a cow crosses the street. So that's what the Rambam says. Now, again, the Ramban here is making a jump. The jump, I'm not sure, is entirely correct. Because the Rambam here is not telling you the reason for korbanos. The Rambam is telling you why these species were chosen for korbanos. But the Rambam, for some reason, and the Ritva makes that point. The Ritva, there's a book called the Sefer HaZikaron, which is the Ritva's defense of all the kashas that the Ramban asks on the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim in the Perash Al Torah. So the Ritva wrote a defense. I gave you a couple pages of the Sefer Zikaron and the Makor sheets a little bit later if you want to take a look at it. So the Ramban here is making a jump. The Rambam actually said these are the reasons why these species were chosen. And the Ramban is reading that as saying this is the reason for all of korbanos. And the Ramban very strongly repudiates this. V'hinehem divrei havoi. This perspective of the Rambam is ridiculous. Yirafu shever gadol v'koshi rabal nikla. Yasu shulchan Hashem meguol she'einanu rak lahotzi miliben shel v'sham v'tipshei oylam. V'akasav omer ki em lechem yisher reach nichoach. Come on. The Pasuk tells us korbanos are reach nichoach l'Hashem. And it's the Rambam saying it's megul, just to like lafuke the vodazara. That's impossible. The pasuk implies that there's value to korbanos, that there's real value to korbanos. It's not just lafuke avodazara. The gam ki lefi shtusam shal mitzrayim lo tisrape machalasim b'zeh. And he says another kash. He says if the Rambam was right, adiraba. Like let's think about it. The Egyptians thought the sheep was sacred. So if we say, okay, so bring sheep as a korban, we're not undermining the Egyptian approach. We're strengthening it because, okay, they wouldn't have done this, but we're giving like a special status to the sheep, the goats, and the cows. So if anything, that's going to make things worse. And then he has another kasha. V'hinei noach b'tzei sam nateva. Look, if the Rambam was right, that avodah zarah was just lafukei. Sorry, korbanos were just lafuke bodhisar, so why Noach bring a korban when he left the teva? There was no bodhisar in the world at the time. And Hevel brought, right? That doesn't make any sense. And therefore, he gives the reason that he gives. So that is the mahalich of the Ramban, or the kashas that the Ramban asks. So now let's talk a little bit about the Rambam's view. How would the Rambam respond to this? So one ha'ara that everybody makes on the Rambam is that if you really hold like the Rambam, then you would expect that b'mehira v'yameinu, when the Mashiach happens and we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, there will be no korbanos anymore. After all, Does anyone here have any taivos for Avodah Zarah? You could raise your hand virtually. Right? Nobody. So if the whole purpose of Avodah Zarah, of Karbanos, was Lafuke Avodah Zarah, so then there's no need for Karbanos anymore. So Rambam makes absolutely clear that's wrong. First of all, the Rambam in his Yud Gimel Ikar Emunah writes that the ninth principle is the completeness of the Torah, and the Rambam writes that the Torah is eternal, is always binding. The halachos of the Torah are never changing. Lo tosif, lo sigra, they're never going to be added to and or detracted from. And therefore, chas v'shalom, that we won't have karbanos bizman mashiach, if someone says that, they're a heretic. Now, there are certain statements in Chazal that you have to address, statements like kol ha-karbanos, kulan v'telin, except for the karban tod and the like. Another time we could try to talk about that. Ezra, is your hand raised because you have a taifa for Avodah Zarah or because you have a question?
No, it was a joke about taifa for Avodah Zarah.
Okay. All right. Good. And moreover, if we look at the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam writes, Perek Yud Aleph, explicitly that Asid Lamod Lahatzer Malchus David La Harishona Vone Mikdash Mekabes something and Mark of Karbanos. Rambam writes that one of the things that the Malach Mashiach is going to do that will mark the Messianic era is the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash and bringing of Karbanos. And we daven for it every day. So there's no question the Rambam thinks that we are going to bring Karbanos Lahatzer Lamo. Now, you could just say that, well, you know, the time is no longer relevant, but the Torah is eternal. But I think we would rather prefer to say that there is some value, even for the Rambam of Karbanos, besides just going against Avodah Zarah. And that's why we long for and we pray for the restoration of the sacrificial rite. So we have to try to understand it. Now, to better understand this Rambam, we have to really take a step back and understand the purpose of Tamei HaMitzvos, and especially the Rambam's approach to Tamei HaMitzvos in the Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam writes many types of historical, sociological, even biological reasons for mitzvos in the third chelek of the Mor Nevuchim. And the Rambam writes that these reasons that he gives are speculative. They're aspect of the mitzvah that we could understand. It's not the whole thing. And it certainly does not affect the practice of the mitzvos. There's more to say about that. Maybe we could spend another shiur on the Rambam's Tamei HaMitzvos. But it's important to keep that in mind. In other words, the claim, the association with Karbanos and the Taiva Avodah Zarah is something that should not be seen as indicating that this is the whole thing. Okay. But now what I want to really do is to try to understand what the Rambam actually says about Karbanos and try to get a bigger picture of it. So we're going to see together now four statements of the Rambam on the reasons for Karbanos. And we'll see that it's not actually as pashut as we might have thought at first, or as the Rambam presents it for that matter. In Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Ches, Halacha Ches, which is statement number one, the Rambam writes that Karbanos are a chok, especially Karbanos like Sir Lazazel. But generally speaking, Karbanos are examples of a chok, meaning to say mitzvos whose reasons we don't understand. So even though in the Mor Nevuchim, he suggests, speculates as to what a reason might be, ultimately the Rambam says it is a chok. It's not something we really understand. We don't have time now to read it inside, but it's a very important piece in the Rambam that you should take a look at. And that's what he writes explicitly, V'chol ha-karbanos kulan mechlal ha-chukim hein. The karbanos are a chok. So in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes, karbanos are a chok. Turning to the Mor Nevuchim statement number two, this is from Mor Nevuchim Chelek Gimel, Perek Chaf Vav. The Rambam says something very interesting. He says, we've actually referred to this before, so I'm going to do it quickly, that mitzvos have a reason. There are some people who think that there aren't reasons for mitzvos. That's not true. Every single mitzvah is a reason. But the Rambam says that there are certain details of mitzvos that don't necessarily have a reason. And the Rambam says, you know, you might think that this idea that I'm telling you is very controversial, but I found that Chazal said, he quotes a Chazal, a Medrash and Chazal. Now, not everybody understands the Medrash that way, but the way the Rambam understands the Medrash, the Chazal were telling us, it's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, that the details of mitzvos don't have reasons, and they're just letzarifus abrios. You have the Medrash over here. And the Rambam writes that, what's an example of that? An example of that are the details for korbanos. Where is Rebbe reading from? I'm reading from where it says, Vayikra Rabba Yud Gimel, which is where the Rambam says, where the second statement where the Rambam says, talks about the reasons for details of mitzvos, and the Rambam says that sometimes the details don't have reasons. In other words, why is it this way and not that way? Because it has to be some way. But there's not necessarily a rhyme or reason for every single detail. There's reasons for the mitzvahs, not the details. And he says the example of that is the reasons for the details of the korbanos. Like we said before, why is a chatas matan dalet and ola matan shtayim, right? Shtayim shem arba. What's the reason? There is no rational reason. The Sefer Chinuch and the source below actually makes this point as well. In the mitzvah Tzadi Hei, he writes that you can't offer reasons for the details from a rational perspective. The only way to understand the reasons for the details of the korbanos is through mysticism. Okay, now we're going to turn to statement number three in the Rambam. So again, statement number two is that korbanos have a... Statement number one, korbanos are chok. Statement number two, there's a reason for korbanos, but the reasons for the various details is no reason. It's to instill obedience. There has to be details, but why this way, not that way, is not necessarily have a reason. And again, as we've mentioned before, that's a Kabbalim especially find that perspective very problematic. Statement number three is from Chelek Gimel, chapter 46. Here the Rambam is telling us the reasons for the different classes of mitzvos. This is part of his explanation of Tamei HaMitzvos. And it's actually quite interesting because even though the Rambam actually tells us the reasons, we don't know the reasons for every detail korbanos, but he gives reasons for many details of many korbanos. For example, where it's bolded, he talks about the Korban Pesach, and he writes that there it was to show our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Why did we bring the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim? We repudiated the Egyptian deity, and we showed our absolute allegiance to God. We put our lives at risk, and with that we were zocha to redemption. And then he writes that why is it that the specific minim of korbanos were chosen? So this is the part that the Rambam quotes. These were the minim that were brought for Avodah Zarah, and therefore we want to repudiate Avodah Zarah. But he says a lot of other interesting things, actually. He talks about the details, so many different reasons. Why is the Korban Pesach roasted and the like? He gives very fascinating reasons. He writes, if you skip, because we don't have time, you know, the greater the sin that a person committed, the lower the species of the sin offering that was brought. And this is something to emphasize to the person the gravity of their aveira. He actually says something very similar to the Ramban over here. He writes, that's why the carbon of the sota doesn't have oil and frankincense, and generally a minchas chote doesn't have these things. Why? Because the persons that brought this oblation were not good and proper in their deeds, and they are, as it were, to be reminded by their offerings that they ought to repent, as if they are told your offerings are without ornamental addition on account of the wickedness of your deed. As the sota acted more disgracefully than any person who sins in ignorance. Her offering consisted of the lowest kind, namely barley. Thus, the reasons for these particular laws are well connected to show that the precepts are wonderful in their significance. So the Rambam says that we do actually understand some of the details of Karbanos. And in fact, very similar to what the Rambam said, namely it's a chelik of tshuva. Finally, statement number four is the most problematic statement of the Rambam. It's from Chel Gimel Perek Lamed Beis. And this is where he says that there are different methods of being Oved Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us to be Oved Hashem in a way that is appropriate for our level. What does that mean? That, you know, a very high form of serving God would be entirely through machshava. So let's imagine that Hashem were to come to us today and say, okay, you know what? No more mitzvos, no more tefillah. Just think about God all day long. Or okay, not all day long, that's very hard. You know, morning Seder. We're going to just have 3 hours of contemplating God, right? So I don't think that's something that the most of us could pull off. And had he instructed us to do that, it would be an utter failure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets us where we are and tells us to serve him in the way that's most fitting for us. And the way in which we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not through what's theoretically the highest possible level, because we're not malachim, but rather where we're holding. So maybe it's true that to be Oved Hashem entirely through machshava is a higher madrega, but we're not holding there. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, okay, so daven, do mitzvos, and karbanos are that. Karbanos, like we saw in the Ramban, are a means of being Oved Hashem through machshava dibur maisa. And we needed that then. And the truth is, even today, we are not like, you know, in a place where we could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu entirely by machshava. And certainly when Klal Yisrael were leaving Egypt, had they been told no more karbanos, that would have been a disaster. It wouldn't have worked. They weren't holding by that. And so Hashem said, okay, so do karbanos, just do them to me, do them in a proper way. And that's the idea of karbanos. Okay, so those are the four statements of the Rambam. And if we take a look where it's highlighted, aval hatfila v'atchina himuteres b'chol makom. And here's the Ramban is telling us something very, very important. Something so important. You know, it's a very fascinating thing. Karbanos are very limited, right? You can only bring karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Tefillah, we could do anywhere. Ki mishi is damein. Kol mishi is damein. V'chein atzitzis v'amizuz v'atfilin v'zulasan v'navodos ados lahen. V'avur ze ha'inyin asher gilisi l'cha. Nimtza harbe b'sifrei ha'nevi'im shemochichim b'nei adam arol hishtablusam v'hizchazkam lavi karbanos. You know, you find amazing thing in karbanos. An amazing thing in karbanos. You look at the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im are full of chastisement for the Jewish people for their focus on korbanos. Take a look, scroll down a little bit. Yirmiyahu Perek Zayin, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael, Olo Seichem Sfu'al Zivcheichem, Ichlu Basar. Enough with the korbanos, eat meat. Ki lo dibarti alavu se'esavu seichem lo tzivisi b'yom lo tziyo sam eretz Mitzrayim, al divrei olav azavach. I didn't command Klal Yisrael to bring Oilos Uzvachim when they left Egypt. What did I say? To follow the mitzvos, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be moral and ethical people. Again and again, Tilim, Hey, Shmuel, Hosea, Yirmiyahu, Amos, Yishayahu, Lama Lizot, Roziv, Chechem, Yomar Hashem, Savati, Olos, Elim, Mishle, Tilim, again and again and again and again and again. You know, you don't find this for any other mitzvah. You don't find anywhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Rabbi Sai, too many mitzvos, too much benching, I don't know, too much staka, too much chesed, too much tefillah, only karbanos. Only karbanos. Why? And why is it that the karbanos are so limited, only in a certain place? And he says even more. What does Yirmiyahu mean when he says, "I didn't command you to bring Eilois Uzvachim when you left Egypt"? What happened to Parshas Vayikra? Doesn't Parshas Vayikra say bring Eilois Uzvachim? Wait, didn't Yirmiyahu forget Shnai Mikra? Let's read. Uviru lahen she'enam mechuvanin la'atzman kavanas tzricham od v'shehem eino tzarech aleihem. Amr Shmuel, Chafetz Hashem, LaHashem, Ba'olus Uzvachim, Kishmo, B'kol Hashem. Amr Yishayel, Lama Zivav Zivchecham, Yomar Hashem. Amr Yirm Yo, Ki Lo, Dibarati Yisav Usheichem, Lo Tivisiyam, B'yom Otzim Yos, Samir Tuzayim, Al Devei Olav Zavach. Ki Yim Es Adavar, Shar Tivisi Yosam, Leimor Shimu B'koli, V'yisim Lachem L'Lokim, V'atem Tili Lo'am. Ukvar Huk Shazeh HaMaymer Be'enei Kol Mi Shiraisi. Everybody says this is such a shver pasuk. V'amar eich yomar Yirmiyo al Hashem shalot tziva b'divrei Eilo v'zavach. V'rof mitzvah is pol b'en. Amnam kavana zeh maimar. Hu, ma shebiyarti l'cha. V'zeh shehu amar asha kavana rishona amnam shetasiguni. The ikr is to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo tavdu zulasi and not to serve anything else. V'yisi lachem l'elokim atem tu li l'am. V'zos ha-mitzvah be'akrava. The Kivein El Habayis. We could get his Karvus al HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korbanos. Amnam Heter Bavur Shetalim Biyadchem Zos Hapina Uvavura Hetakte Elu HaAvodos L'Shmi Ad Sheyimcha Shem Avodazar V'Tizkayim Pinas Yehudi Uv Emes Atem Uvitaltem HaTachlas Ahi V'Ischazaktem Bamesh Enase Avoda Bavura. You know, this is a very fascinating thing. The pshat is that karbanos could be brought in a proper way, and it could also be brought in a totally improper way. It's possible to bring karbanos in totally the wrong way. And instead of them being a tool to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the opposite. So what the Rambam is saying is, and this is the way a number of Mefarshim, each one says it in their own way, is that there's an aspect to Karvanos that is totally non-ideal. And it was a concession to the idolatrous hankering that the Jewish people had at the time. But that's not ideal. And then Nevi'im say, okay, enough already with that. You're past it. You're past this. And that's why when the Beis HaMikdash was built, there's a much more limited way in which we could bring a karbanos. There's a non-ideal way of bringing karbanos, a bedievitic way of bringing karbanos. Maybe Hashem allowed that because it was necessary for the time when the Jewish people left Egypt. But that's not the ideal. But then there's another way of bringing karbanos, which is very, very beautiful. To appreciate this, and different Mefarshim say this a little differently. If you look, for example, at the Hakdama of the Meshech Chachma to Sefer Vayikra, he addresses this. It's later on in your sheets. And he says that what the Rambam was referring to was bamos. Bamos weren't the ideal form of bringing carbon. It was necessary for the Jews at the time, and that's why it was taken away. And if you remember, that medrash that we saw earlier from Vayikra Rabba emphasized that point, that Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yu Makrivim Lefanei B'chol Eiz Kavanosein Ba'ol Moed V'heim Nifrashim Me'avodas Kochavim. The idea of bringing a carbon B'chol Eiz, whether it's a Bama or maybe even a little broader, a carbon Nidava B'chol Eiz, that we could bring a carbon anytime we want, that is the concession to Avodah Zarah that's not ideal. You can bring a carbon whenever you want. And if you notice, all the chastisement that the Nevi'im, that the prophets give to Karbanos, are always in the realm of Karbanos Nidava. Right? The Nevi'im never chastise Klal Yisrael for bringing a carbon Chatas. It's because this idea that you could just like bring a carbon b'chol eis. That was connected to avodah zarah. And that's not ideal because it distracted people from the ikar avodas Hashem. They would be immoral people and they would sort of justify the immorality by spending a lot of money on carbonos. Oh, you know, okay, but I brought a lot of carbonos. Like somebody who's mean to their workers, but gives a lot of tzedakah. You know, that's the problem. That was the concession. We're out of time. I want to see with you, and again, if you look at the makoros below, you'll see a number of makoros in the Rishonim, the Achronim, to explain it. I want to focus on one source together with you that I think really I found very, very powerful. And that's a piece from Reb Tzadok, which you have later on in the sheets, Tzidkas HaTzadik. Now let me just give a little bit of background. Reb Tzadok emphasizes that, like we've been saying, karbanos can be brought in a healthy way and an unhealthy way. Ideally, karbanos, as the Rambam himself notes, are means of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of expressing our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes karbanos could be in a very unhealthy way. They could be a type of quid pro quo with God. You know, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. And in fact, when idolaters bring karbanos, that was exactly what they had in mind. And that's what the Ramban notes in Vayikra, Perek Yotes Pasuk Aleph, which you have later on, is what the Pasuk is telling us that we can't do when we bring karbanos. The Chis is Bechu Zevach Shlamim Lashem L'Ritzonchem Tiz Bechuhus. What's that Pasuk telling us when you bring a Zevach Shlamim L'Ritzonchem Tiz Bechuhus? So look at that Ramban over there, Yotes Aleph. V'amar, the Chis is Bechu Zevach Shlamim, Ki Acharei She'asar Hazvicha V'chol Avoda V'chol avoda le'alilim ve'lohem ha'secha v'rikin kol avodos kulan l'shem ha'miuchad. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu banned all karbanos for avodah zarah and said, no, they have to be brought to God. Amar, ki ka'asher tizbechu l'shem, lo tizbechu lo ala lirtzonchem. Don't do avodas Hashem like the way that you used to do avodah zarah to avodah zarah. Sheti avodaschem l'fanav l'ratzon, v'yiratze b'chem k'eved yisratze l'adonav, b'asoso kol asher yitzavenu. K'loshon b'nirtze lo l'chaper alav. V'or panecha ki ritzisim. V'atam, sh'lo tachshavu sh'ti avodas atzlamim shum to'eles. Fine. So I'll just say it outside because we're out of time. But the idea is, a person, the Klal Yisrael were ovdei avodah zarah. And now Hashem said, okay, you know what? Bring karbanos. And there was a tremendous danger because they could have brought the karbanos to Hashem in the same way that they were bringing the karbanos to avodah zarah. They could have like transplanted that mahalach, but just said, okay, now it's not to Zeus, it's to God. Now it's not to Baal, it's to God. But the Ramban, the pasuk here, is saying that's wrong because, you know, on many levels. First of all, you know, when the idolaters brought sacrifices to their gods, they sort of had the impression like, okay, you know, this is the food of the gods. So you'll think also this is the food of Hashem, chas v'shalom. And more subtly, they could have said, you know, like I give the gods this gift and they scratch my back. No, it's l'ritzon chem. And this is exactly what the Gemara at the end of Menachos says, the next source. V'shama tomar l'achilu tzarech, tamad lomar im erav lo omer l'cha. Maybe you'll think that karbanos are like avodah zarah, that God needs the food. Chas v'shalom. I don't need food. V'nemar ki li kol chayso ya'ar behemos behare alef yadati ki kol of harim v'ziz shaday madi ha'uchel basar abirim v'dam atudim eshteh lo amarti aleichem zivchu kidei shetomar eser ritzono. You're not zoveach l'ritzoni, you're zoveach l'ritzonchem. Shenamar l'ritzonchem tizbechu, the pasuk we just saw. So what does this mean? What does this mean? The idea is, you know, when a person gives a gift to someone they love, right? So do you give them something practical? You know, before it's Arab Shabbos today, maybe many people, I don't know, I'm not getting flowers today, but you know, so a person wants to give a gift to their wife before Shabbos, so they buy her a pair of socks. honey, look, and I know your socks, they had a hole in them. I'm buying you a new pair, right? So that is not a very good gift. It's not a sign of love. So what do? You buy her flowers, right? Flowers are the most pointless thing in the world, right? They look nice for like 3 or 4 days and then they end up in the trash. So why would anybody give their wife flowers? And the answer is that because the gift is not to be memalei chisaron. It's not like she needs flowers. It's not like somebody has a hole in their socks. They need new socks. No, they don't need the flowers. It's an expression of love. It's a doron. Karbanos are, and this is what the Rambam writes, are a means of us coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is true. There's a hierarchy of ways in terms of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And machshava is maybe higher than tefillah, and tefillah maybe higher than karbanos. But fundamentally, it's about expressing our love. And tefillah also connected to karbanos. And this will be, I'm sorry we're going late, but nobody has to move their car today, so I figured we could go a little bit late. Just the last source we'll see for this Reb Tzadok. Again, follow it along on your sheets. It's Tzidkas HaTzadik Os Mem Beis. B'tfila hu ha'ikar ha'cheshek v'aratzon l'spal l'schane. The ikar of tfila is the cheshek and the ratzon to be mispal l'schanim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo she'amru, al tas tfilas ha'keva el ha'rachamim v'chulei. That what's the ikar rule of tfila? That it can't be keva, can't be fixed. We don't find that for other mitzvos, right? You can't do a mitzvah keva. What's so bad about making tefillah keva, right? And that's what the Gemara says, that's the ikar of tefillah. It's rachame, it's not keva. And this is what Chazal say about karbanos as well, the Gemara we just saw. Shat tefillah dugmasan. Shalotomar asa ritzono. Tamad lomar litzon chemtiz b'chuhu. Shiratza lomar. Kiena karban mitzvah. Ukmo shamar yirmiyo. Karban isn't a mitzvah. Once you're commanded to bring it, then you miss the whole purpose. Velotzivisim v'gomer. That's what it means. They didn't command you to bring the karbanos. Al divrei ol v'zavach. V'chein v'kamen mekomos. Ein mor nevuchim v'tam karbanos. This is what the Rambam means in mor nevuchim in the tam karbanos. He quotes the Marmal Shakar that we saw before. L'masa yadecha techsof Yov says, do I need that? V'ashem yisbar hirsham, where it's underlined, b'chol sheyuchlo. Lasos Cain, Shiu Kimahanimoso, Rak Mishit Sarach Lakach Beemes Nane Bekach. So it's the same thing with tefillah. A person shouldn't daven because they think, oh, you know, Hashem needs me to tell him what I need. No, of course we know that's not the goal of tefillah, right? Hashem knows what we need better than we know what we need. We don't need to tell him. But tefillah is about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing with karbanos. We don't bring the karban because Hashem needs our food. But it's about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because that's the case, it can be done also in such a perverse way. And that's what the prophets are chastising. And that's what the Rambam's talking about. Rak demizeh hu ha-hana'a l'Hashem Yisborach. Meharatzon v'cheshek shalahem l'hanoso. So where is the hana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets from the karbanos kaviyachol? It's not that he gets hana from the food we give him, but he gets hana, as it were, from the fact that we want to be mahana him. We want to give him those flowers. We want to show him our love. V'chein tefillah b'makom ha-karbanos. Shein ratzon Hashem yizbarach mibnei adam shispalu lefanav v'yishanuhu. It's not that Hashem wants us to like try to change his mind. Rak ha-ratzon shalom lespalu. It's the ratzon l'hispalo. Hashem gave us the gift of tefillah to be able to connect to him. And he gave us the gift of karbanos to be able to connect to him. And that's the avoda. We don't have karbanos anymore. But we certainly do seek a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, you know, one of the things that we've been seeing today is, you know, what we're missing a little bit with karbanos. We don't really understand it, but a little bit. Whether it's what the Ramban says in terms of concretizing the chait, or the ability to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving him gifts, or the like. Certainly, the Hashras HaShechina is something that we lack sorely. So, Be'ezus Hashem will Benisan Nigalu Benisan Asidim Ligal, and we daven that by studying the Karbanos. The Chafetz Chaim very famously emphasized the importance of learning Karbanos, so we're ready to bring them. Beim Hei Rav Yameinu, and we'll be zocha to once again bring the Karbanos, and not just bring the Karbanos, but sort of understand, relate to this Chelek in Torah, so it's not so foreign to us, and connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way that we can't do so nowadays. So everyone should have a very good Shabbos. Stay healthy, Be'ezras Hashem, I will see you next week, if not before.
Thank you, Rabbi, for Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you, good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Hello.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Could I ask some questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You said the only thing